This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 2nd, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host. In the next segment, we're going to have a special report from Alex talking about Trump's victory tour. And yet, the Democrats still don't get it. Later in the hour, we're going to have a report about how they're still trying to steal the election. We've had the very first returns come in from Wisconsin. And guess what? Hillary Clinton picked up a net of one. Donald Trump lost two votes in the recount in the first local area where they brought in the results. Donald Trump lost one, and Hillary, two rather, and Hillary Clinton lost one. So she gained one vote on him. So now she's 19,999 votes behind him. This is incredibly stupid. And it comes at the time that we see Democrat donors telling the party, hey, we're done with this. Don't call me anymore about money. You're simply wasting this. They're also moving to try to put in Keith Ellison as in a leadership position of the DNC because they're still on this identity politics kick. They don't understand the last election. They can't accept and won't accept the results. We're also going to take a look at more information about the Trump carrier deal. You know, the more I look at this, the more I like it. I don't like government handing out special favors to large companies. I want the government there to create a level playing field that is conducive to business. That means you get rid of regulation. You get rid of taxation that is not necessary, but especially these regulations that are an incredible burden. As we pointed out last night, we've got a president-elect Trump who is saving jobs, doing things that Obama never would, that Obama said, hey, I'd need a magic wand, not just my pen and my phone to do this. I'd need a magic wand to do it. And yet a president-elect who is not going to take office for another 49 days, but it was about 50 days out when he did this, saved these jobs from moving. And what is Obama doing? He's enacting scores of regulations. He already, I guess it was well before Thanksgiving, I think we had the story about how he'd hit a record number of regulations this year. But then they said, hey, he's still got a couple of months left, and he is pushing really hard. Just 100 of the scores, well, it's not scores, it's probably thousands of regulations that they're trying to push through. But 100 top ones would add about $2 billion of crushing debt to us. We've got a story here about how new EPA rules will push their costs past $1 trillion. For American persons, okay? That's $3,000 charge, one-time charge per person in America, every man, woman, and child. That's the legacy of Obama. And as I look at this carrier situation, it's interesting to go back and look at the beginning of this year when carrier first announced that they were going to move. Not only did Obama mock Trump, but it was also an amazing failure. We didn't talk about this yesterday. An amazing failure of the kind of stimulus packages that Obama put out there. He had actually given massive stimulus to this very company to create green jobs. There's a difference in the priorities. He wants to prioritize his green jobs when what we really need are American jobs. They don't have, most, as Trump pointed out, he heaped scorn on the idea that we're going to give tax breaks and special incentives to companies, which I think is a very healthy thing. I don't think Donald Trump gave any direct subsidies to Carrier. Yes, Indiana did. And it wasn't much. It was $7 million to save 1,000 jobs over a 10-year period. That's $700 per employee per year. They're going to pay more than that just in income taxes. And then Carrier is going to invest $16 million. So that's 2.5 times that subsidy invested in there. And that doesn't count all the money that is still going to flow into that economy and go to all the people that are interacting and serving these people are going to be buying goods and services from. I see so many different ways that they're trying to soft sell this and say, well, you know, we really can't really, it's not really 1,000 jobs because it's really only 800 union jobs because the rest of these are like engineering and clerical stuff. It's like, well, white collar jobs count too. That's the bottom line. He saved 1,000 jobs. And he says we're going to do it by lowering regulations and lowering taxes. That's a great bit of news there. Stay with us when we come back. Alex is going to talk about Donald Trump's victory tour and his quote that we don't have a global flag, a global currency, and no global citizenship. We're Americans.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You found it, the front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Something truly remarkable is happening on President-elect Donald J. Trump's victory tour around the United States. He is fulfilling his promise to continue to use the bully pulpit to promote the idea that is coffin nails to the unelected tyrannical system of globalism and global government. He's talking about Americanism versus globalism, and is continuing to define it as a competing system to the unelected global system. And he breaks down how it makes us totally alone, with no culture, with no flag, with no shared values, how it attacks family, how it attacks individualism, how it takes our identity away. And that's why globalism cannot allow the nation state or the family or even religious freedom to operate, because free open societies compete with it in a way that it cannot survive. Trump is simplifying this. He's not dumbing it down, because he's bringing something back to a culture and back to a world that for 50 years has seen it eradicated. But this is truly sunshine being brought back into the world. He also talks about how, and this is the one area he's wrong, that Obama and our leaders don't know what they're doing with these political systems they've set up. But then he goes on to admit that they've sold us out to special interest. And he tells the truth there. They have parlayed our entire industrial and cultural and scientific base that the military-industrial complex took over in the 50s and 60s. Once they took control of it, the globalists exported it overseas as contingent for global corporations to take control of India, China, Mexico, and 160-plus other nations. But once this global plan is public, as I keep hammering, it's over. And the enemy has thought that we were so stupid, so dumbed down, that they wrote it in constant publications over the last 60 years. Hell, the New York Times back in the 50s would have big, huge cover stories promoting 10 regions of the U.S., 10 regions of the world, and 3 super regions, and pitching a FEMA control arm and COG for every nation state to be controlled by the central technocracy, the technocracy movement of the 20s. So what we're facing is a Goldman Sachs technocracy movement launched in the 20s. Rob Jacobson's done detailed reports on this, so have our other reporters. But in future reports, I'm going to lay out from their own writings exactly what globalism is and how it's being established. But it's the scientific implementation of the British Empire model corporately on the world. Now, to be clear, it's not the British that are doing it. In fact, you see the British pulling out of it. It is a model that corporations have combined forces to create. So this is an amazing time to be alive. Americanism, not globalism. And Trump goes on to say, we're not going to penalize other countries. We're going to create a two-way street, a win-win, not a one-way street. And again, globalism is about breaking the West, not letting us be dominant so the globalists can be dominant. They're not lowering us in some mass political correctness like they push on the surface to unify the world. They're not trying to raise the third world. They're trying to lower us to that level. They're trying to install authoritarianism in. I was just reading in The Economist yesterday and a bunch of other big publications. They were pushing China's authoritarianism and saying, look at how messy American, quote, democracy is, how dangerous it is that we have Trump, because now the whole global system is in disarray. Now, before I go to this powerful excerpt of Trump's speech yesterday, it's posted in full on Infowars.com. I want to warn everyone, we're winning the war right now, but we've not won the overall complete war. We're winning battles. They're going to strike back. We were already on the verge of a global collapse next year that they plan to use to bring in total control, in their own words. Will they still launch it, knowing that Trump will expose they're the ones behind it? Do they think we're stupid enough to actually buy that the collapse is our fault if they still pull it? These are the big questions. But my friends, we have seen the technocrats sell out our country and sell out our world. They have seen, the people have seen and witnessed the incredible, unprecedented corruption. And so, again, now that we're ideologically actually have a culture that is the Renaissance culture, and the fact that that's being rediscovered on a planetary scale will be the end of these people if we continue to promote it. That's why MSM, dinosaur-controlled media, continues to act like there's no such thing as globalism, no such thing as technocracy, no such thing as EU bureaucrats or the Davos Forum or the Bilderberg Group, because if they ever admit it exists and they ever admit it's ongoing, and if we ever read their white papers, which they think the general public are too dumb to actually look into, it's game over. So now is the education period to re-put out films on Bilderberg, to put out fact sheets with links to globalist statements and white papers admitting planetary, unelected, tyrannical government. Now is the time to reach out to people, because Trump and Nigel Farage and Putin and others are making it safe again to tell the truth and expose the real paradigm, the bullying of anyone trying to expose the New World Order like myself or Ron Paul or Barry Goldwater or Anthony Sutton or Ronald Reagan early on, or Matt Drudge or Joseph Farah or any of the Trailblazers. That bullying failed thanks to your courage, the listeners of this broadcast. And know this, InfoWars is the main ground troop, hard-charging organization that actually has the fire-breathing patriots that will not back down. You are the shock troops. You are the special forces of the fight against the New World Order, and I salute you all as well as the amazing crew. I'll say this in closing and then go to this excerpt of Trump's historic speech. He talks about world leaders that he talked to, and one in particular that finally said he respects America again because of what the American people did, because it was honorable, it was what made us great. I don't know that it was Putin, but I know Putin's made similar statements to his press, so I bet you my bottom dollar it was Vladimir Putin that said that. America can take the moral high ground again, and folks are, some of them are second-guessing Trump on some of his appointments. I'm going to trust him until he actually gets into power, until we see what he actually starts doing, because so far he's been delivering before he's even president, you know, in office, only president-elect, and he's delivering in the info war, causing irrevocable damage to the globalist system by pointing out what a giant, oppressive, unelected, disgusting fraud it is. Here is Donald Trump yesterday in one of his victory speeches. Americanism, not globalism, delivered.
For too long, Washington has tried to put us in boxes. They separate us by race, by age, by income, by geography, by place of birth. We spend too much time focusing on what divides us. Now is the time to embrace the one thing that truly unites us. You know what that is? America. America. It's America. Because when America is unified, nothing is beyond our reach. I mean that. You're going to see. You're going to see. We're going to have a country that was never so great. You watch, in so many different ways. You hear a lot of talk about how we're becoming a globalized world, but the relationships people value in this country are local. Family, city, state, country, they're local. We'll compete in the world. We want to compete in the world. But we're going to compete in the world where it's a two-way road, not a one-way road. The advantages are going to come back to our country, and they haven't for many, many years. There is no global anthem, no global currency, no certificate of global citizenship. We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag. Okay? America first. We're going to put ourselves first. We seek peace and harmony with the nations of the world, but that means recognizing the right of every country, including our own, to look after its citizens. We would put other countries first. We had people running our country that truly didn't know what the hell they were doing. Okay. Didn't know what they were doing. We're going to defend the American worker. Look what's happened right here. They forgot about the American worker. They forgot that it was the American worker who truly built our country. We are not going to forget, believe me. One of the reasons we're so divided today is because our government has failed to protect the interests of the American workers and their families, making it too easy for us to see ourselves as distinct groups and not unified as a whole. We're not unified. We're going to be. Washington's politicians have spent so long appealing to competing interests, they've forgotten how to appeal to the national interest. using the skills and talents of our people in a common cause. And we have unbelievable talent. But that is all about to change. Our goal is to strengthen the bonds of trust between citizens, to restore our sense of membership in a shared national community. Global is wonderful, but right now we want to focus on our national community. Never again will anyone's interest come before the interests of the American people. It's not going to happen again. And over the last 2 weeks, since our victory, I've spoken to many foreign leaders, and I will tell you, they have such respect for us. They all tell me how this was amazing. They all tell me how they sat in their magnificent rooms in different countries throughout the world. These are the leaders, the prime ministers, the presidents, all of them. How they sat in their magnificent rooms watching in wonderment and hearing how people came to vote that didn't vote in 20 years. People came to vote that haven't voted before. And they had Trump shirts on, and they had Make America Great hats on, and they had buttons pouring off. And they thought it was amazing. And honestly, one of them told me, I truly respect the United States again because of what happened.
The president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
We have a lot to be thankful for with Mr. Trump, a lot to celebrate. The fact that globalism and political correctness is being exposed. The fact that he isn't even in office yet, and now Carrier is staying in Indiana, Ford is staying in Kentucky, and even Apple's talking about moving some of their factories back to the United States from the facilities they run in nightmare conditions in China. Yes, I'm thankful for Trump and the march of nationalism from Le Pen in France to, of course, great leaders like Nigel Farage in the UK and Vladimir Putin in Russia. Human destiny is awakening. But I'm not just thankful for Trump. I'm also thankful to God that we dodged the bullet that is Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Look, he came. You saw? He died. We came. You saw? He died. Look.
You saw? He died.
Look.
You came. You saw? He died.
It's not a laughing matter. I take it really seriously.
Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. Not all these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. Not all these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman.
A woman running to be the first woman president.
I cannot imagine anyone being more of an outsider than the first woman
president.
Who
can be more of an outsider than a woman president?
Well, I can't think of anything more of an outsider than electing the first woman president.
A woman president of the United States of America.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio on this Friday, December 2nd, 2016. In the next segment, the bottom of the hour, we're going to have another report from Alex Jones talking about what's going on with this phony recount. We've seen now the very first results of this. As I point out at the top of the hour, Hillary Clinton has picked up one vote She was 22,000 votes behind Donald Trump. Now she is 21,199 votes behind Donald Trump. It is such a massive waste and misallocation of resources, as the entire Hillary Clinton campaign was, that we see these articles from Democrat donors telling losing party that they're not giving any more after it burned through their millions with nothing to show for it. And they're still burning through millions. And now we got Jill Stein joining in this vanity project that she has going on and also raising money for her own process there. This is absolutely amazing. And so Alex is going to break this down. Later on in the show, we're going to be talking to a European journalist, which I find very interesting because I didn't realize this connection yesterday when I talked about what happened on Wednesday. You know, we had this report yesterday when I talked about it. They're saying that Russia weaponized social media. This is a narrative that's been put out by a cyber company that's not doing too well, actually a FireEye, but it's put out by Bloomberg and picked up by a lot of the news services that social media was weaponized by Russia. So if you retweeted that information that came out from WikiLeaks showing the criminal conspiracies within the DNC, within the Hillary Clinton campaign, the collusion between the media, the criminal actions of the Clinton Foundation, if you put that out there, it wasn't you passing along information about corruption. No, that was Russia weaponizing social media. And so in response to that, on Wednesday, with as we see this fake news narrative building, we had the American House pass overwhelmingly. It was 330-some-odd votes to 30, only 30 against it, saying they're going to organize against fake news, okay? The same thing happened exactly 1 week before in the European Union. You understand that the independent media is what is taking down, is educating people. People are able to share this information back and forth on social media. We have independent journalists across the world that are exposing what's happening here. And as people wake up and see what the globalists are doing to them, they're revolting across the globe. Just as we had Gerald Celente yesterday saying there's an election coming up in Italy. I mean, it's happening all through these European countries as well. And so what do? They push back and they say it's going to be Russia. The Germans have already said Russia's going to hack our elections. The same stuff we heard here. There's no evidence of that. Jill Stein says there's no evidence of anything happening. But I think we ought to look anyway. But she was never there when it came to voter fraud, when it came to electronic voting machine fraud. She never had anything to say. No, that's not what this is about. I welcome any efforts to try to correct that. What she is doing is not trying to correct it. She's just trying to interfere with this election. But understand that as the U.S. House passed this on Wednesday to come along with this fake news narrative and say we're going to do something about it, it's going to still go before the Senate. 1 week before, the European Parliament did the same thing. So we're going to talk to a journalist coming up in the second hour, Philippe LaRouthe. He's from the International Federation of Journalists. And, of course, RT interviewed him because they're in the crosshairs. They're being accused of being a propaganda organization. How do you define propaganda? Should we have a free marketplace of ideas? But you understand that it's no coincidence that this legislation was introduced in the European Parliament, and then 1 week later, the U.S. House put it in there. Because this is coming from the globalists. This is their pushback. Their fake news pushback that they're coming against us. And as we look at what's happening with Breitbart, and this is something we need to really pay close attention to. We pointed it out yesterday. Kellogg said we're going to blackball Breitbart. Sorry, saying that we're not going to have ads on their site. And so Breitbart came back and said, well, let's take a look at what their values are. Their values are they are involved in child labor, so they can get palm oil to stick in your sugar cereal. But it's even worse than that. On InfoWars today, we see a story that Kellogg Foundation shares values with BLM, Black Lives Matter. It's a radical organization that they gave $1 million to. So their values are not Breitbart, but their values are Black Lives Matter. So they're not even going to allow their ads to appear on Breitbart's site, but they will give $1 million to Black Lives Matter. And then we look at this story here from WorldNet Daily. 47 U.S. companies are being pushed to join this Breitbart blacklist and push back against Trump. See this picture here? Does that look familiar? Okay. It's Black Lives Matter, the black fist, but of course, we've also seen that in a white color for white power. We've also seen it in a red color for the communists. And the guy who's doing this has a Twitter account. He's an anonymous user. We don't know who this guy exactly is. He calls it Sleeping Giants. And he is attempting to take it down by taking screenshots of various companies that have advertised on Breitbart, put it on Twitter, and try to organize pressure against individual companies to blacklist Breitbart. This is a very organized campaign, folks. They're coming at us economically. They're coming at us legislatively. It is not just America, but it is Europe. We're going to talk to him. And also in the second hour, we're going to be talking to someone about a move against medical freedom in Texas, of all places. And it may be coming to your state as well. We're going to take a look at how that's being played out here in Texas. She'll be here with us in the studio. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free, along with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles.
Alex Jones here reporting for Infowars.com on the ongoing attempt by the Democratic Party that's controlled by an offshore consortium of large central banks and corporations to overthrow the will of the American people and steal the election for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, a lot of people think this is impossible. I've been warning for 3 weeks since Trump won the election that they would try something like this because they never give up. They were blindsided election night because they were attempting to steal the election and clearly stole five states from Trump. And all the election fraud that was going on, according to Beth Harris, pointed towards fraud against Trump and the populist movement. So they were so stunned that they knew they couldn't contest it that night. So they plan to try to contest it later or basically assassinate Trump or claim that he's involved in some sort of corruption. And they see this as a win-win. Even if they're unable to overturn Trump's election, which I still think is 90% improbable, they still believe they're winning because they're able to, quote, delegitimize Trump and make it look like that he basically shouldn't be president ahead of a move to then try to impeach him or remove him down the road. So this is just all part of their war against nationalism and war against the people's will. Now, that said, Infowars.com, I'm very proud of it, and our reporters have been on the very cutting edge of exposing the fact that Jill Stein was only going after states that Donald Trump won, the fact that it was Democratic Party donors that were giving the money, the fact that internally they plan to discredit the election, the fact that they were planning to get 15 electors, we reported on this 2 weeks ago, 15 electors to not go for Trump, that they'll then use scandals that they're going to announce right around the 19th and the 20th to say the reason they're not going for Trump is because the recounts show anomalies and because Trump's racist and all the regular garbage. So they're just pre-preparing all of this for the public to at least try to dissuade the American people from continuing to push for Americanism, not globalism, and the restoration of our sovereignty, and also further scramble and destabilize the inauguration that should be a celebration of the return of our national sovereignty coming up January 20th. So we've got all of that unfolding, all of that happening, and now Tucker Carlson, who I really got to give credit to, and I want to be clear, I mean, I think that Megyn Kelly looks like a man in drag now. She's so unfeminine. She's quite frankly so pretentious, so angry, so establishment, so sycophantic. I can't watch her now. She's like Hillary Clinton. I have been basically conditioned to become nauseous when I see her face. And the reason I raise that point is most of the hosts on Fox make me sick. Bill O'Reilly, you name it. The only good shows are Fox and Friends and Tucker Carlson. And I don't say that about Tucker Carlson because, you know, he's a friend of the show and has come on the broadcast and we've had dinner before and he's a fellow patriot. I say it because he's the best thing on Fox now other than Lou Dobbs, and he's had the courage to really go where other people won't go on Fox now. And so other than Donald Trump coming on as a guest, Tucker Carlson is the best thing on Fox. And I think it's a very good sign that Fox realizes their coup against the Patriots via the election and via that made-up stuff about Roger Ailes failed. And because that now failed, they're being forced, because of ratings dropping, to go back to more of an Americana-based format. And I think Tucker Carlson being given a prime-time slot now on Fox at 7 o'clock Eastern is an extremely, extremely positive thing. Because, look, Tucker Carlson 6, 7, 8 years ago wasn't perfect. Nobody is. But he just gets better and better. He's so articulate. He's so hardcore. And the reason I wanted to take some time out to single him out as the best thing on Fox is because we need to promote immediate period patriots and give them support when they do tell the truth. And I think Lou Dobbs should be brought to Maine Fox. I mean, he's just incredibly smart, incredibly talented, incredibly patriotic, incredibly dedicated to this restoration of our republic. But that said, the reason I raise him is I notice every day, two or three times, we have stories that we put out on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where Tucker Carlson is just blowing it out of the water. I mean, he is knocking it out of the park with hardcore interviews that expose what's happening. And it's good to see an hour, basically, of Infowars-style media on Fox every day, because I'm not in competition against a Matt Drudge or a Tucker Carlson or a Lou Dobbs. I hope they become bigger than I am. I want to defeat the New World Order. This is about restoring the Republic for my children and your children. Now, that said, let's get to the latest piece of news that's on Infowars.com from Tucker Carlson that dovetails with Paul Watson's deep research. He had Sean Duffy, Republican, from Wisconsin on yesterday, who has been inside the recounts happening in that state and others, and they have confirmed that it is the Democrats that are basically slowing down the recount on purpose. This is key. Slowing down the recount on purpose so that they will be able to then say it isn't finished coming up on December 13th, and then they won't be ready on the 19th to have the electors meet. The deadline is the 13th for that recount to be done. And if it's not done, they can then just say that those electors do not go to Trump, putting his election into question, to put the country into turmoil and further destabilization, one that the Ford Foundation and, of course, people like George Soros have been pushing. So here's the article. Congressman Dems stalling recount in Wisconsin to steal electoral votes from Trump. They want to use politics to undermine the will of the voter. Congressman Sean Duffy told Fox News Tucker Carlson the Democrats are trying to stall the vote recount in Wisconsin so that it not be completed before December 13th deadline, robbing Donald Trump of the electoral votes of that state. And it's the model in other states as well. They're doing this. All the votes in Wisconsin have to be certified by December 13th before electors meet on December 19th to formally cast their votes. Now, the reason this is so important is Jill Stein knows full well that she got Democratic Party donor money to do this. And she knows full well that she only picked five states that Trump won and that they thought was narrow victories, even though some states were 70,000, like Pennsylvania. They know full well what they're pulling is meant to overthrow this election. They know full well it's very nasty and very, very dastardly what they're up to. And when they sit there and claim that they're not trying to overturn the people's will, it's a fraud. She's up there lying all over TV, all over radio, all over the place, saying this isn't the case, when it clearly is the case. And this is the same, you know, Democratic Party that she's basically working for now that stole the election from Bernie Sanders in the primary. So more election fraud in front of us by these criminals. They're brazen, they're naked, they mean business. Here is a clip of that report from Fox News, and then we'll go back to David Knight from the Central Texas News Center, InfoWars.com. Thank you all for your support and your prayers.
All right, we're having a little bit of audio problem with that. So I wanted to follow up on what Alex Jones is saying. You know, we've taken a lot of heat, and, of course, they tried to attack Donald Trump by attacking Alex, saying that we think that there was voter fraud here. We don't think. We know. We've had reports from multiple states about this, false voters, and we've also talked about voting machine fraud. We've had Bev Harris and others who have spent their entire career, not just one political party. We've had Democrats and Republicans who look at the integrity of the voting system, talking about all these issues, and we were slammed as conspiracy theorists. Tinfoil hat. All of this stuff before the election. And yet now they are using the same narrative as well. But I want to look at this story here from the Daily Mail, for example. They say Trump is right that illegal voting hit the presidential election, say experts. And then they say, even if it wasn't in the millions, his critics have not proven that he was wrong. Now, what they say is that, you know, he's vilified, of course, and continues to have special reports put out attacking him by CNN for saying that he thinks that he won the popular vote because they've been padding the vote. We saw the vote totals continue to go up for like 3 weeks after the election was over from certain suspect areas, cities and states. But they pointed out that, as CNN called it bogus, Washington Post said that, pants on fire by Politico. But they said experts warned that the rapid media condemnation of the president-elect is itself flawed. And he was right, at least partially. Well, let's take a look at what they say. They say, and we'll go back to this clip. We've got that clip ready in just a moment. Let me just finish this report here. The 2013 study was conducted by a man named Jesse Richman, a professor in Virginia. The Old Dominion University. It was based on surveys by the Cooperative Congressional Election Studies in 2008 and 10. They asked respondents for their citizen status, and then they just asked them if you voted. So these people say, yeah, I'm not a citizen, but yeah, I did vote. Okay, in 2008 and 2010, they just admitted it. Okay, how many people would be smart enough to not answer that question truthfully, you might ask yourself? And that's one of the key things. We talk about undocumented immigrants or the term even illegal aliens. Neither one of those terms really do it justice. Let's just say that they are citizens of a foreign country who are here illegally in defiance of our laws, and these citizens of foreign countries are voting in our elections. Now, they say based on that data that they took of that survey done by the Cooperative Congressional Election Studies of 2008-10, they saw about 6.4% of non-citizens voted in the 2008 election. So they said, well, you know, that would probably get about, you know, a million or so of the votes that Hillary says she has, a 2.2 million thing. I say they don't know, because he's just estimating that 80% of those people would have voted for Obama against John McCain. What is the estimate, you think, of these foreign citizens coming here voting against Donald Trump? And, of course, there's more of them there. So that's the bottom line. This is not something that we can go through and say this person, this person, this person. But when we go through and we see situations where false voter rolls are turned in with dead officials recognized in a Virginia county, a dead official there, we see the governor of Virginia robo-signing pardons for prisoners so that he can get 60,000 of them to vote. And guess what? She won by 60,000 in Virginia. What do you think? Isn't that interesting? Let's get that clip of Tucker Carlson. We got that ready now.
Wildly angry. I think everybody is in favor of recounts if there's a suggestion that the election was crooked. Of course, and you should be. But if there's no evidence or even a suggestion of evidence that there was anything wrong with the election at all in the state of Wisconsin, how can there be a recount? On what basis? And who made that decision?
Well, our law allows that even though Jill Stein got, you know, 1% of the vote in Wisconsin, if she raises the money and pays for the recount, she is obliged to get a recount from the state. Now, the counties have the option. Do they actually use their voting vote count machines, or do they do a hand count?
Right.
Well, virtually everyone said we're going to use the voting machines. Dane County, the progressives that love Jill Stein and the Communist Party, they're the ones who said, no, we're going to slow walk this, and we are going to count by hand. And the projections that we have on the ground right now is that it'll take more than 20 days, Tucker. It'll put us past December 20th, which is the date these votes have to come in for the electors, which is the 19th. We won't have a certification in Wisconsin, which is their intent. We might have to use the courts.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's their intent, to mess with the Electoral College. See, this is... I think this is really tortious interference. We got Lionel coming on in the third hour, so maybe we should ask him, as a former lawyer and prosecutor, does this qualify for tortious? Well, it certainly is torturous interference if it's not tortious interference. I think that when you have a candidate who has less than 1% of the vote, she should not be allowed to be a stalking horse or a shill for another candidate who doesn't have the courage and the backbone to come out and show herself as a sore loser. And we know that Hillary certainly was sore on election night. And since then, we've had reports that she's been trying to drown her sorrows from an insider. But we don't know that for sure. But I wouldn't be surprised if that were true. But, you know, when we look at the debates and we look at third parties, and I think Jill Stein and I would say Gary Johnson have done a great disservice to the cause of multi-party elections that I support in this particular election, the way the two of them have behaved, the way they have come across, but especially Jill Stein now. I think this has been even worse than Gary Johnson and his just not even being informed about basic issues, looking totally stupid and irrelevant. When you talk about totally irrelevant, it's Jill Stein. Here's a person who has gotten less than 1% of the vote. She has absolutely no standing to do this, quite frankly. And I think that we ought to include people into the debates if they get on enough ballots, because it's very difficult to get on the ballots. That's I think, a problem with our electoral system. It's very difficult to get on the ballots. But if you've got enough broad spread support to get on the ballot in enough states to win the election, or let's say set the bar pretty high, say if you're on the ballot in all 50 states, you should be allowed to participate in the debates. But I would say that we ought to have some kind of a rule to say that you're not going to do these kind of frivolous recounts just to interfere with the election if you don't really have standing, if you don't really have a chance to win. Interesting that in North Carolina, where there really is a very tight race and there really is evidence of voter fraud on the Democrat side in the gubernatorial race, you had the heavily Democrat county, Durham County, as I've mentioned before, extended their election for an hour and a half, and then at midnight they came in with 100,000 votes, and guess what? They completely flipped everything over from the incumbent Republican being ahead to the challenging Democrat. And there's less than 5,000 votes last time I looked that between these two. And they're trying to do a recount in Durham. Meanwhile, these same lawyers, these same Democrat lawyers are saying, well, we need to shut down this recount in North Carolina. No, that's where it really needs to be looked at carefully. And they need to look at carefully at that one county. Heavily skewed, like 4.5 times the number of Democrat votes to Republican votes there. The most you'll see anywhere else skewed to one party was 2.5 times or 2.6 or something as I looked at the different counties. But in Durham County, heavily Democrat, they extend their hours. They mess with the election. Then we try to do a recount. They say, no, we're not going to take a look at that. I want to move on from the election news to take a look again at this Trump carrier deal. Because as I pointed out yesterday, the devil is in the details. How did they do this? Okay, we've got the Mexican official really upset in the city where this plant was going. He says, this is a banana republic. This is a deal worthy of a banana republic. And I thought it was interesting, not that he said that, but I thought it was interesting that Yahoo News would put in here, to try to say, look, Mexico's really not benefiting disproportionately from NAFTA against the U.S. Listen to this paragraph here. They say Mexican economic growth averaged 2.6% in the 22 years since NAFTA took effect in 1994, compared with 2.5% for the far wealthier United States, according to the World Bank. That has nothing to do with it. The size of our economies and how our economies have grown have nothing to do with it. It's really about the trade deficit. We had a rough parity. Some years we would be ahead. Some years Mexico would be ahead before NAFTA. So it was essentially a wash. We would see deficits of like, you know, plus or minus $2 to $5 billion a year. As soon as NAFTA was passed, that trade deficit soared to $15 billion. Never went down less than $15 billion. Went up to $75 billion per year in some years. That's the issue. Now, when we come back, I want to compare what the job stealer in chief, Obama, is still trying to do in his last 50 days. He's still trying to put chains on the American economy. As we've got Trump, who's not even president yet, saving jobs. We're going to talk about that in detail when we come back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
Well, the union is a big businessman, and it's going down as a dinosaur.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. As I pointed out earlier, we're going to have the former president of the International Federation of Journalists. He is current president of the International Federation of Journalists. He's been the former vice president of the European Federation of Journalists from 2004 to 2013, almost 10 years. Before that, he was president of the Belgian Association of Professional Journalists from 1995 to 2005. He's going to be talking to us about the developing censorship using this narrative of fake news and propaganda that is happening in Europe. It's not just here in America. And, of course, 1 week after the European Parliament passed a bill saying we're going to push back and come after Russia because of their propaganda, we have seen the same thing get pushed through the U.S. Congress on the House side. It still hasn't gone through the Senate. And as the Washington Post reports, it sounds just like it was a story written in Europe, effort to combat foreign propaganda advances in Congress. We're going to talk about how dangerous that is. This is a guy who's been a journalist for 61 years in Europe, and he's been president and vice president of the three major organizations there, currently president of the International Federation of Journalists. He's going to be talking to us in the next hour about this very dangerous situation as there's a globalist push against freedom of the press. Now, real quickly, as we're talking about freedom of the press, and we've talked about the Breitbart blacklisting that is being done by an anonymous Twitter user who's trying to create these blacklists, and he got Kellogg to sign on to it. Kellogg, who gave $1 million to Black Lives Matter, but they're still pushing this and trying to get other companies to do this. We support our operation here with the products that we sell. And as I said yesterday, we try to offer you healthy things. Things that will help you to recover, even if you eat Kellogg's cereal. You can recover with some of these nutrients and supplements. And I'm going to be talking also to somebody in the next hour with a statewide organization here in Texas talking about the pressure that is being put on chiropractors, naturopaths, and even people selling natural supplements here in Texas, going even beyond what the FDA does. So we have to fight for our freedom in multiple ways. One of the ways that we do that here at InfoWars is try to offer you the best products. A good example of this, I think, is DNA Force, which you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force is a unique supplement. It has BioPQQ. It's a compound backed by 175 clinical studies, very hard to secure, very expensive to acquire and to produce. But that's not all that's in it. Okay, that's just one of nine powerful ingredients. It's got other things like CoQ10, digestive enzymes, trans-resveratrol, and many other things. But just one of these ingredients, BioPQQ, costs $30,000 per batch. This is something that if you read these studies, take a look at the information we have there at InfoWarsLife.com, take a look at the reviews, but especially the clinical studies. We back this stuff up. You can understand how important this can be for your nutritional health. And it is vitally important to keep us free and independent from corporate sponsors as we fight this move against freedom of the press. So thank you for supporting us. In the time I've got left in this hour, I want to talk real quickly about this carrier deal and what this shows us. Now, we see as the details emerged, we saw that, yes, there was some money given to Carrier, $7 million by the state of Indiana, not by the federal government, not by the U.S. taxpayers. Trump is not president yet. He's president-elect right now. So if you look at that, though, that's over a 10-year period for 1,000 workers. That works out to $700 a worker. That's going to be less than they're going to pay in taxes, not to mention the effect that it has throughout their community. But the interesting thing, I think, is when Donald Trump talked about this deal last night, he mocked politicians who offer low-interest loans and tax abatements to keep factories in the United States. He said these companies don't even need the money, most of them. And he said they take the money. There were a couple of instances where geniuses with great lawyers gave them money, and then they moved away. You know what? One of those instances was Carrier itself. Obama gave them green subsidies, and they were going to close their factory because they didn't care about blue-collar jobs, only their green idols. Stay with us. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.